The Raiders' pass rush, really the front seven generally, Cliff, is the strength of their team. They got a lot of good players, a lot of high picks, a lot of really good pass rushers. They play the run equally well. Defensive tackles are big, physical, you know, guys. Inside linebackers are smart veteran players that really play hard and, you know, play downhill. So, and obviously they're outside guys. You got three really good players out there that rotate. And I'm sure 99 is going to be in the game even more and more as we go forward. We would expect that. So, hey, I mean, they're a very formidable front seven.
As John Harbaugh and the Ravens come into town, he brings with him his impressive resume. For John Harbaugh, he is the only coach in NFL history to win at least one playoff game in six of his seven seasons. So, you know, after watching his team last week, he's not going to be happy.
No, he's going to get that team turned around quickly. He's that kind of coach. He's a quality guy. Just been in the Super Bowl a few years ago. And he's got a quarterback that I think stands out among all the quarterbacks in the league, whether it be Brady or Manning or Rivers. The list goes on. But Flacco's right up there with him. There's no doubt about it. And he's a big play guy. I'm surprised that Denver was able to corral him as well as they did. But Joe's a guy, he'll throw, and then he'll find somebody down the field and come up with a big play. So you got to keep an eye on him for that aspect of it. The running game suffered last week, only 73 yards. So you know they're going to try to run the ball first, probably, and try to set Joe Flacco up with a play-action pass.
You mentioned how Denver limited them on the ground. Justin Forsett, a former Cal product, he was limited to just 43 yards. What do you expect out of Forsett this week against Oakland?
I expect them to try and run the ball more. Cincinnati was very successful. They'll look at a lot of those schemes. But, you know, they'll do what they do best. They'll run Forsett, and they'll keep running him until they pick up some yards. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They want to get back on track as well.
So we mentioned Denver, and hopefully it wasn't how good they are. For Raiders fans, of course, but they game planned well against this Ravens team. So what would you say the key this week is for a Raiders win?
Well, I think, defensively, they got to shut down the running game, and they've got to find a way to cover the tight end. The tight end was instrumental in Cincinnati's victory last week against the Raiders. 9 receptions, over 100 yards. They've got to find a way to not let that happen again. And this is a copycat league, as was mentioned before, and you know that's exactly what Baltimore's going to try to do, at least initially. Take it away, make them go somewhere else.
So that's the key to a Raiders victory this week from our 2-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. On behalf of Jim, Jack Del Rio, and Marcel Reese, thank you for watching the second edition of the Silver and Black Show. Next week we hit the road for the first time to a place that you know well in Cleveland.
Certainly do. Red Right 88, interception by Mike Davis.
All right, we will take a trip down memory lane next week. Make sure to tune in to the Silver and Black Show.
It ain't about one guy, it ain't about 90, it ain't about 97, it ain't about 99, it ain't about 91. It's about us.
We failed to play short last week.
We gotta do it on the field. Let's go, let's go.
Keep your poise, stay together.
One play at a time, let's go out there and do what we're prepared to do. Let's have fun and let it loose.
For all you got, we need to win this game.
Let's go, our house on three. 1, 2, 3.
Our house!
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.